The conference theme this weekend, I understand, is coming out. Tell me about that.
This is actually the first time we've had a theme for the conference. And as we were booking our guest speakers, this theme was kind of, it seemed like everybody had this idea of their talk about coming out. And we thought, what a great topic, especially here in the Bible Belt. Although the nons, as we call them, you know, the secularists, the non-believers, are quite large in numbers, still so many of them are uncomfortable with being vocal about that.
So you mentioned the Bible Belt factor. Are there other reasons, or can you say more about why many have been hesitant to openly express a secularist point of view?
Well, I know I can talk about some of the people with, like, in the group that I run in Asheville. They're teachers, you know, they're social workers. They, you know, they work for the government, and they're terrified of losing their job. And it's not just a fear of, like, losing a job. There are lots of people who have lost family members. They've been disowned. It still happens today.
What's happening now? Is that trend changing, shifting? If so, how and why, in your opinion?
I think it is. I think it's getting better. I think the more of us that come out, the more we're mainstream, the more that people notice and realize that we're your neighbors and we're your sister and your cousin and your boss and your employee, that we're everywhere. It kind of reduces that stigma. And that's why it is so important to come out, because if we look, you know, like we're hiding, then it makes people leery of us. You know, if someone comes up to me and, you know, asks me about, you know, what church I go to, and I say, oh, well, you know, I'm an atheist. If I drop my head down, I'm like, and I whisper, oh, well, I, you know, I'm an atheist, then it sounds like I'm ashamed, and then they kind of wonder. But if I have a smile on my face and I say, oh, well, I don't go to church, I'm an atheist, and I'm comfortable with that, I think it makes the other person more comfortable as well.
At the same time, it's not uncommon to hear other people expressing quite a concern that the culture and society in general has become very secular with entertainment, movies, and so on, that just really don't even reflect the depth and breadth of the religious or spiritual dimension of our society. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
I guess I can see how some people can feel that way. I do think that TVs and movies, and there's more secular-type shows. We have people like Seth MacFarlane, that's a very outspoken atheist, and he does Family Guy and some other TV shows. I think it's wonderful that we're finally seeing the other side, because for years it seemed like every time I turned on the TV, it was, you know, more religious type shows. And so it's nice to get to see the other side of things.
The billboard campaign, there have been, I guess, several of those, and they do stir attention. I'm wondering, in your opinion, if they lead to more helpful dialogue and discourse between religious people and non-religious people, or if they kind of push the sides, as you describe them, further apart?
To be honest with you, some of the hoopla that I've heard over some of the billboards that have been put up, I found to be kind of funny, because all too often our message is really simple. You know, we're one nation, indivisible, or don't believe in God, you're not alone. You know, I don't think we're being that in your face. I think we're just saying, hey, we're here. I can't drive down the street, you know, anywhere in the Bible Belt without seeing billboards that have Jesus and church things on them. And so I think it's only fair that we have our own. But we don't put those billboards up to change the mind of the religious or to push anybody's buttons. We put those billboards up so other people in that area that don't believe can find us.
And the term free thinker seems to have a connotation that individuals who would be observant in a religious and spiritual way are just not thinking things through. Is that the connotation that's intended?
I think for some people that's how they mean it. To me, when I hear free thinker, I think of somebody who's open-minded and willing to listen and research and think for themselves and figure out what they believe themselves.